Hello there, Craig. How are you? I'm from Politics
Okay. Who are you from?
I'm from Politics Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice to see you. Yeah, good.
So how do you feel it's going? Good poll
extremely
yesterday.
Well. Yeah, very, very happy with that, as you can imagine. It's sort of following the trend of national polls, I think, that the Conservative vote is gradually strengthening and the others are gradually weakening. So, yeah, it wasn't actually unexpected. So what we found on the doorstep, I'd actually say we're further ahead than that.
What did you, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that the Labour vote slightly decreasing as yours increases. Is that tactical voting against Farage from Labour voters? That's quite a...
Could be. Of course, there are a lot of people who find Nigel and UKIP quite completely opposite and, you know, if not vaguely offensive to what they believe in for Britain. And, you know, if they don't want him, they've got to vote for someone else. So they have to think who's going to be the strongest candidate. That's going to be that someone else, and that's coming very clearly as me.
Did you factor that into the way that you campaign, trying to keep Labour guys
I'm trying to be very positive across the whole spectrum of politics. You know, whether I think I've always been quite unique in actually, you know, being able to speak across the spectrum. Obviously, I want my Conservatives back, who may have been flirting with UKIP, but I also want those, you know, those softer voters who think, yeah, I've met Craig, decent guy, he's got values that I can agree with. You know, I'm willing. Because not everyone's like us. We're rather polarised in politics. You know, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and we often expect other people to be the same, but there's not. A lot of people are, you know, they're in that middle and they're not quite sure which way to turn, and thankfully my campaign has appealed to them.
What do you make of this name recognition stuff that people always talk about? They're, okay, fine, in the Ashcroft polls, you know, the name isn't being mentioned. When they go into the booth, when they see the name Farage, any kind of national figure like that, it's going to bring up his results a little bit more. Do you sign up to that view?
Or? Not this stage of the game, because everybody knows his name. They know he's been the candidate here for some, you know, 7 or 8 months. So if they don't know that by now, when they're asked that question, I'd be very surprised. Everybody you ask here knows that I'm standing here. Everybody knows that Farage is standing here. So I think that name recognition now is an irrelevance at this stage of polling.
Did you, I was, I-